And now the game where people on the way up are reminded what it's like down at the bottom, in a game called Not My Job. The latest movie by Joel and Ethan Coen, Inside Llewyn Davis, is a lot like their other movies, in that a guy endures a lot of terrible things that happen to him. This one's different, though, in that this time, the guy seems to deserve it. Oscar Isaac plays and sings the role of Llewyn Davis, and he joins us now. Oscar Isaac, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks, Pete. Happy to be on.
And I'm happy to have you. We got to see the movie in a screening. It's terrific, as everybody will soon find out. You are terrific in it. I'm very interested in knowing what the role was described as. You know, because when these things go out, they say, we're looking for somebody who's this. What do they describe the role as?
Not Dylan, was what it said at the bottom of the page. It said,
not Dylan.
This guy is not Dylan. He's not the genius poet. This is the blue-collar workman.
Right. And part of his character, I don't think I'm giving anything away here. He's at least he's not very well liked by the people around him.
That's accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is that something that they asked you to show right off? Can you be a bit of a jerk?
Well, no. I mean, no. I think this is a guy that's pretty disconnected, and you know, he's life is squeezing him, and these are the noises that he's making. He's too busy surviving to worry about things like empathy.
Right, kindness. Your co-star in this movie is an orange cat.
Yeah.
That you carry around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any challenging moments with that cat, Oscar?
Every moment was a challenging moment with those cats.
Really?
Because there was like four or five of them, because you can't train a cat.
Wait a minute, you can't?
Well, we couldn't train ours, so we just got like four or five different cats that did one thing. You know, like if we needed the one cat that can walk, point A to point B, we had that cat. If we needed a cat that would just kind of be numb and semi-sedated, comatose, that's the one that I would carry around. And so, and then you had the really squirrely one that you needed to jump around when you needed, you know, an action cat theme. And that would be the one they would tie to me by a wire.
Yeah.
What was
Wait
your
a minute,
favorite?
I'm sorry, hold on. They tied the cat to you with a wire?
Yes.
So you're on, so they said, we're about to do the scene, and we need the cat to jump around. Why did they tie it to you?
Because they don't want it to go run off into the subway and get run over, you know, or yeah, whatever. And so what do you think a cat does when it doesn't want to be tied to you?
Mm-hmm. What does it do, Oscar?
It scratches your face, neck. And then you know what happens? It gets away from the wire anyway. It breaks the wire.
So there you are on the set of the Coen Brothers film, chained to an orange cat that hates you.
This is like, and really just hates the movie business in general.
Yeah. This is like a sick remake of The Defiant Ones. This is awesome. Did you have a favorite of the multi-cats that you used to play this cat?
The comatose one.
Oh, sure. I was amazed watching the movie, again, by how mean just about everybody in the movie is to you.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the directors and say, guys, can I help a child across the street? Just do something to show that I'm a human being.
No, not really, because that's, you know, when he shows that he's a human being, that's what the music's there for.
Right.
Actually, he has so much to say, but he can only say it when he has a guitar in his hands.
Right. Did you, like, go to a Starbucks just so somebody would be nice to you, even if you were paying them?
I would do the opposite, actually. Before I started shooting, I would go to parties and try to interact the way Llewyn does.
Yeah.
One of two things would happen. Either they would think you were a jerk and just walk the other way, or it would get really intimate really quick.
And at what point do you reveal to them that you're doing, like, you know, did you end up sleeping with somebody and then the next day saying, oh, it's just an act. I'm doing research. I'm really not into you.
That is almost exactly what happened.
If you're serious, I want to hear the story.
I am serious.
What happened?
I went to a party, and I was forced to be at this party, and I went dressed as Llewyn. It was a month before shooting, and then I was sitting in the corner just eating. I was the only person eating at the party, and this girl who ended up, she's a documentary filmmaker, so obviously she spotted the weirdo and went directly to that one.
Right.
And sat with me and talked to me for a long time, and And I guess she liked the whole thing.
Well, when she found out that you were an actor and that you were in character preparing for this big role, and that, and here I presume a bit, that you're actually a very nice, open, giving, empathetic person.
Oh, yeah.
Was she... Oh, yeah. Was she disappointed?
You know, kinda.
Yeah. Well, Oscar, we're delighted to have you with us, and we've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
It's that old-timey folk music.
So, you play a folk singer in the new movie, but what do you know about filk music, F-I-L-K? That is the odd subgenre of music written by and for science fiction and fantasy fans, sometimes in homage to their favorite characters and stories. So we're going to ask you three questions about the world of filk music. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine, singing his love song to Doctor Who. Carl, who is Oscar Isaac playing for?
Oscar is playing for David Lose of Kenneth Square, Pennsylvania.
Are you ready to play, Oscar?
Yeah.
All right. First question. Much like the folk scene, the filk scene has its own customs and language. Which of these is a real term from the filk scene? A whiny cyber songwriter. B, Princess Eukalea. Or C, a token bardic circle.
I mean, Princess Eukalea is pretty awesome.
It is.
I have to go with that.
Princess Eukalea. I like it too, but it is in fact a token bardic circle.
Mm.
It is. It's a way of organizing a group of filk singers in a room.
Okay.
All right. But you still have two more chances here. Filk songs are often bawdy. Which of these is a real R-rated filk song? A reconsideration of anatomical docking maneuvers in zero gravity. B, I will kiss you on the mouth as soon as I figure out which hole that is. Or C, my son looks suspiciously like Captain Kirk.
I'm going to go with A on that one.
And you are correct.
Ah, nice. Yeah, boy.
A reconsideration of anatomical docking maneuvers in zero gravity. Here's a sample lyric. Weightless copulation induces frustration.
I think we've all felt that.
Here's your last question. You could win it all here. Now, if you're hanging out with a bunch of filkers, right, as I'm sure we all will do someday,
mm-hmm.
If something erotic, sexy, or perverted comes up in conversation, a filker might say, A, what is this strange feeling? B, that's filkthy. Or C, lime jello.
Well, what? Lime jello?
Lime jello.
Ah, lime jello. Ooh. You know what? Let's go with A.
You're going to go with, what is this strange feeling? So,
yeah.
Like, if something erotic comes up, these people are like, what is this feeling? I don't understand this sensation.
Right, you're right. They wouldn't do that.
They would probably not.
So, yes, then it's lime jello.
It is, in fact, lime jello.
Nice.
It's an inside joke, apparently. According to a list of inside jokes among filkers we found, it refers to something that happened with lime jello in a hotel bathtub many years ago at a filk gathering.
Of course.
Of course it does. Carl, how did Oscar Isaac do in our quiz?
Oscar had two correct answers, so he wins for David Lose.
Well done. Oscar Isaac stars as Llewyn Davis in the new movie Inside Llewyn Davis from the Coen Brothers. It's in theaters now. Go see it. He is terrific, as is the movie. Oscar Isaac, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Bye, Oscar.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye, Oscar. Good luck.
Well, I had a man, strong and tall. He moved his body like a cannonball. Well, fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. I remember one evening in the pouring rain, in my heart